Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. Thank you so much for joining me today. As I talk with different coaches, speakers, industry experts, they're saying, I have my website, I put it together, but my traffic goes to all these different pages, whether it's going to blog articles, whether it's going to a lead magnet, whether it's going to the about page or services page. How do I make sure that everybody coming into my website, that is there like a preferred landing spot that I want them to go? And I recommend putting together what I call a Start Here page. And a Start Here page gives you a smaller sandbox to be able to present, here's exactly what I want my audience. Every website viewer, I would ideally like them to go to my Start Here page to read about a few important details that strips away everything else that's good, but maybe not as important for the first time viewer. For somebody coming to my website for the first time, how do I know I want them to read this exact section of content? So on a Start Here page, I'm just going to put it, Start Here page. I recommend putting in what I call kind of like your this is your cornerstone content. And initial we talk about is who is this for? So I like adding in like what is your unique value proposition? So your UVP. I recommend having that towards the top of your page on your home page and then reinforcing that in a creatively redundant way on your Start Here page. And how you can do that is saying we work with this people by doing this so they can that. And we do this and we are the only agency or firm or organization that focuses on these unique characteristics that makes us different than these other competitors or other people in our industry. So you start with that unique value proposition, but then what I like to do is say, we're not just saying here's a unique value proposition, but embed the exact core problem that you focus on with your services, with your content, whatever it might be, focus on that exact problem and then raise or amplify the intensity of that problem. Make them know that you understand. On your Start Here page, I also like to include a manifesto. And a manifesto, it doesn't have to be several thousand words, certainly not. In fact, the best manifestos that I've ever seen are ones that are about 150 to 200 words. So aim for about 150 to 200 words for your manifesto, and it really focuses on what is your why. You know, you're probably very familiar with Simon Sinek's Start With Why. But if you have a way to articulate that why right off the bat for somebody coming to your website, they're not looking at your services page, they're not looking at your about page or about all these other different pieces, but they're looking at what is the exact info that is most relevant to me right now on this website right here. By putting in your why in your manifesto, what it does is it gives them a lens for how you want them to see the rest of the content on your website. Because your why, yes, it's about what motivates you, but in some sense, it also says what is important to them. And so on the manifesto side of things, we add in these aspects about we believe, or we know this to be true, or this is what we fight for every day. This is why we get out of bed. This is why we hop on planes. This is why we go to those meetings and make those presentations, because we believe that this is worth living and dying for. That manifesto gives you a great way to outline that for your audience right off the bat. So I also like including what I call your proprietary process. So your proprietary process is, I recommend having it somewhere between 3 to 5 different steps. For somebody that's coming into your business, whether they've been just starting with you or whether they've been with you for several years, how do they know where they're at in your process and that you have a plan to get them where they want to go? So I recommend on your proprietary process, it might be things where you say it's define, it's align, it's refine, just as an example. And I know that those all rhyme, and that's what I do all the time. There you go. But what it is it gives your audience an idea that there is a sequence or staging aspect to your approach to solving their problem. So again, like I said, 3 to 5 steps or stages, pillars, whatever you want to call it, 3 to 5 phases of this proprietary process. Now, we've already covered a few different details here, but I recommend if you're saying, I don't know what my unique value proposition is, I don't know how to articulate that, I know that I'm passionate about something, but I don't know where to go from there. Or you might say, I know that something really matters to me, but how do I then articulate that in beyond just a unique value proposition, but in an actual manifesto? How do I put that in a way where my audience says, yes, that gets me fired up because I understand this is what motivates you? Or you're saying, I don't know how to put together a proprietary process. I don't even know what that process looks like. I've worked with over 1,100 different coaches and consultants since 2016 to help them craft and share their messages, including put together how to document and demonstrate their proprietary process. I can work with you to help you document and put that together. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out an application. It's not going to cost you a dime to fill out an application. We'll hop on a call. We'll talk about your manifesto, why you do what you do. We'll talk about what is a proprietary process that you might be able to offer to your clients, and how can we document that in your content and show that you have a plan for helping solve that problem. So once you have these pieces in for your start here page, I recommend also adding in a little bit of what I call the self-selection. And that self-selection is for somebody who's reading this saying, well, I know that I am looking for somebody to help me get out of debt or be able to put together a healthier lifestyle or whatever it might be. Whatever that somebody says, I might be a good fit. But in the self-selection, you can then say, here is who we work with. We're a great fit if this. We're probably not a great fit if that. So you can put maybe two lines. You can put in like two columns side by side on your start here page, where on the left-hand side it might be, we might be a great fit if you're willing to do the hard work, if you're willing to show up and be at your best, if you're willing to learn how to maybe think about something differently than how you've thought about that same thing maybe your whole life. On the right-hand side column, you can have it where you say, we're probably not a great fit if you're not willing to invest in yourself. You're not willing to show up on time. You're looking for some type of magic elixir or some type of shortcut, and you're not willing to put in the hard work. Or somebody's saying, like, you're not willing to change your mind or be open to learning new things from somebody who probably has more expertise in this industry than you do. And so by putting those two columns side by side, it lets them know that you are clear on who you will work with and who you won't work with. And I've shared in the past before, it's about fit beats fortune all day, every day. I would much rather be working with clients who are a great fit than somebody who says, oh, I can be able to give you a six-figure type of project or even more than that, and saying like, yeah, but I'm gonna be miserable and my family's gonna be miserable because I'm gonna be miserable and it's gonna be eating into family time, it's gonna be eating into my focus outside of client work. I don't want fortune nearly as much as I would rather have fit. And you can build fortune with fit, but prioritize fit over fortune. So in the self-selection part, the way that I like to articulate that is, we might be a good fit if, and we're probably not a good fit if not. So if you're not doing this, or if you are doing this, we're a great fit. If you're not doing this, we're probably not a good fit. And what that does is it allows the reader, as they're going through your start here page, before they even fill out an application, before they even sign up for your list, it's going, I don't want anybody signing up for my list if they're not the right fit for me. People are like, well, what does it hurt being on your list? It hurts because it just starts to distract them away. Any email that somebody gets from me, if they're not the right fit for me, anybody who signs up for an email address to get any of my resources, any of my content, if it's not the right fit for them, it automatically is taken away from them reading the email or watching a video or listening to a podcast with somebody who is the right fit for them. And that's a disservice to them if I don't clearly delineate, hey, we might not be a good fit. Now, that might seem a little bit harsh, that might seem a bit extreme, but in some sense, it's going, we have one life. It's a very short life. How do we make sure that we can truly serve everyone, even those who aren't the right fit for us, well, the first time? By having them self-select, if they're reading through, they're saying, oh, yeah, I actually am kind of looking for a shortcut. I'm looking for I'm really not ready to invest that much time and effort into this. Okay, I'm looking for somebody else. Okay, that's great. I would rather they find out and they'd rather know that sooner rather than trying to have it so they figure this out further down the road or even on a sales call or any type of onboarding and saying, I would rather be concerned with fit over that. So in your proprietary process can be part of where you embed a little bit of the self-selection, but I also like this as kind of like a standalone part here on your start here page. Now, there's a, for your start here page, what I like saying is you've read through this, you have seen what makes us different, you've seen what gets us fired up, why we do what we do. You also see our proprietary process. Again, I like to keep that 3 to 5 steps, and what you can do is you can have icons or different names with icons to represent each part of that proprietary process, however you want to show that. I've seen that icons work really well to go with icon and a name, and then you give a little bit of a summary on what that step includes, and then you show how that goes in order. Putting it in a logical order for proprietary process is so easy for your audience, kind of that ideal prospect to say, yes, I can see that you have a plan and I can see where we're going next. That's a huge part of that. But once you go through all these parts on your Start Here page, what I recommend is saying, what's next? Or the take the next step. Take the next step. Now that you've read through this, you've seen what makes us different, you've seen why we do what we do, you've seen our proprietary process, how we approach things from a macro level, you've seen that, okay, is this the right fit? I believe that it is. If you believe all of this, then what? And I recommend saying, here are 2-3 steps. I like saying as much as possible. You can, instead of saying like, hey, here are a couple different options, saying like, here is one option. If you feel like this is the right fit, click this button to apply to work with us, or click this button to book a call, whatever it might be. And what you're doing is you're giving them here, rather than giving you 2 or 3, 4 choices, narrow down as much as possible, saying, what is one conversion tool? Or that might be kind of a term you might not be as familiar with, but essentially it's going, if somebody believes that they're the right fit, they buy into why we do what we do, they see that we have a plan, they see that they're probably the right fit, how do we then help them take the next step? Saying, I'd like for them to take one action. Don't give them 3, 4, 5 different things to click, saying, here's one thing you can do. Apply, or book a call, or sign up for services, or purchase, whatever it might be. What you want to do is you want to give them, here's one clear next step, so they can say, I know that you are already starting me at the first part of this proprietary process. So put together a Start Here page. I would love to be able to see if you put together a new Start Here page. Drop it, send it to me, John, J-O-N, at keynotecontent.com. I'd love to check it out. I'd love to be able to celebrate with you. Putting this together gives any visitor to your website, if they're brand new, it gives them a chance to say, here's where I want to go next, and here's how I know that you have a plan and you can guide me towards the best next step. Make it a great day. Catch you next time, okay?
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.